Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to the Following On podcast, a special episode as I spent the afternoon at Lords for the Middlesex Media Day as they get ready for the start of the county championship season. Yes, it might be grey and windy and rainy, even snowy in some parts of the country, but Thursday morning, all the cricketing eyes will be off Joe Root and the England Test team and on the 18 counties ready to do battle over the next 6 months. England players are available, world-class overseas players are on display and some promising young players are ready to showcase their talents. It really should be another enthralling summer of cricket. On Monday afternoon, I was at Lords and after a challenging few years, there was a real buzz around the place. There's a new head coach in place, Richard Johnson. Key players have extended their contracts. There's the big arrival of the Pakistan left-armer Shaheen Shah Afridi, which has got everyone excited. And there's plenty of talented young players another year wiser. And one of those impressive young talents is Blake Cullen, the fast bowler, just 20 years of age. And as you can imagine, he's raring to go ahead of the new season. A real sort of breakthrough summer for you last summer. I mean, just going around talking to cricket fans, cricket journalists, you're a name that they came up quite a lot. You made a real impact. You got a gig in the 100 as well, which obviously exposed you to a big audience. How pleasing was it for you last summer to get game time and really, really take it?
Yeah, it certainly was. It was very pleasing for me. I wouldn't say it was something I was expecting towards the start of the summer, particularly. And just before I played a couple of four-day games, and then just before the T20s came around, we had a couple of niggles, and I was lucky enough to get a go. They didn't all go to plan. I had a few tough games to start off, but you know, the way you learn with the people around you, and the sort of the trust and backing showed by the coaches, I was able to just go out and give my best, and not have to particularly worry about the results to start with. But yeah, I had a great time and had a lot of fun out there, but I'm looking forward to hopefully going again this year.
Yeah, I would say, is this a really good Middlesex bowling team to be part of, especially as a youngster? You think whether it's Tim Murtagh, Toby Rowland-Jones, I know Stephen Finn's left now, but there's real experience there, isn't there? How important were those guys to sort of help guide and nurture you throughout your first full season?
I mean, the fast bowling attack we have is certainly very experienced and certainly very good. But second to that, I think the time they give and the openness in their game and to answer questions and help you out is second to none. I think certain other counties there could perhaps be sort of the look that, you know, a new young fast bowler coming through, they sort of don't talk to you perhaps and not the most friendly because they feel perhaps, you know, slightly intimidated, yeah, or threatened. Yeah, but here, I mean, they're fantastic and there's none of that. We're a big unit and yeah, we get on pretty well.
Are you excited to meet up with Shaheen Shah Afridi and talk to him, pick his brains? I mean, how many wickets is this guy going to take in Division 2 early season, overcast conditions?
Well, especially here at Lords, I mean, I'm very excited to have a watch, to be honest. Every time he was playing out in Pakistan, and I was seeing he was bowling 35, 40 overs. I was sat crossing my fingers that we'd get to see him, because there were pretty flat pitches, and
yeah.
I was a bit worried he'd be over bowling out there.
Yeah.
But a couple of T20s I think he's got, and then he's joining up with us, I'm not sure when, I assume next week, so I can't wait just to learn off of him, and yeah. I'm sure he'll be good around the squad as well.
It's a Middlesex team, let's be honest, it's really, really underachieved over the past couple of years across all formats. In Division 2, in the County Championship, when you look at the squad here, without being disrespectful to the other teams, is this a Middlesex team that really should be aiming for nothing less than first spot?
Yeah, I think that's the main goal, is to get up into Division 1 and to be finishing top. We know we have the squad talent, we know that we've perhaps underperformed in the past, but I think everyone's worked so hard in the winter to put a plan in place, and fingers crossed we can go out there at the end of this week and put that into action and show everyone what we can do and really push for that first spot, because that's where we want to be.
And for you, Blake, is it more of the same? Keep your head down, work hard and try and take as many opportunities that come your way?
Yeah, certainly. I think especially in the Red Bull cricket, I'm perhaps not likely to be in and around the first few games, the first team. But as we know, sort of injuries come up, and I'm just working hard as I can in training to break into that squad, hopefully, and to break into that team if and when the chance comes to perform and put us in a good spot.
So, I mean, would that be tough for you, do you think, given the fact, I know you're still very young, we played a lot of games last year, to sort of not be around the first team? Is it going to be hard to sort of be, you know, playing second team cricket and waiting for the white ball stuff, or are you sort of, you know, you're a bit further down the pecking order, you're kind of fine with that to start off with?
I'm certainly not no grudge about it. I'm not under any illusion of sort of my experience and how much Red Bull cricket I've played. I think last year was a breakthrough year, and for me, I have no expectations about where I should be, or even if I should be playing sort of in those T20s, because I know I haven't really played many games, and compared to some of the people here, it's a lack of experience. But I'm just trying to kind of improve as much as I can and make sure I'm ready to go if and when needed.
Yeah, I'm expecting another really good season for Blake Cullen. As he mentioned there, first team opportunities might be hard at the start of the season in county cricket, but certainly in white ball cricket, I'm expecting him to play a big part for Middlesex. Well, something Middlesex have struggled with over the last few years, runs, big runs at the top of the order. And there'll be a lot of pressure on 34-year-old Mark Stomard to deliver. When you look around at some of the top class players that are in this team, and no disrespect to the other teams in Division 2, but it's got to be a Middlesex team that surely aiming for first spot with the quality that's here in Middlesex.
That's the aims and ambitions, absolutely. Like you say, no disrespect to the other teams, but we've got to take care of our own end of the bargain and put in the performances that are worthy of getting that top spot.
And just for you, on a personal note, you mentioned there making the move from Surrey for Middlesex. Are you looking forward to sort of, in a way, a bit of a new start, a new county, you know, a full season now, opening the batting and hopefully spend a lot of time in the middle and score some runs?
Yeah, absolutely. It was great to start that partnership off with Robbo at the back end of last year, and that hopefully we can spend a lot of time together in the middle this year going forward as well. So great bunch of lads, very, very proud to be a part of this group and representing this club, and like I say, hopefully I can put in the performances and contribute to the team when having some success.
Why do you think this has been a Middlesex team that, in all formats, but also certainly Red Bull cricket, has, well, let's be honest, not lived up to expectation over the past couple of years?
It's hard to say, because if you knew that answer, it probably would have been fixed already. You know, I think things take time. We've got certainly the skill and the ability there, but it's sort of gelling it all together with the right amount of character and experience of the game. And cricket gives nothing away for free. I'm a strong believer in you have to earn every success you get through the game and through some tough experiences. Hopefully it stands our group in good stead, and we'll be on the right side of things this year.
And just for you personally, in the off-season, you know, season finishes, what, late September, how do you spend the last 6 months? Do you have a little bit of time away from the game? What sort of month do you get back in the nets training?
It's been a different year for me. I was over in Australia, my wife's Australian, so we flew over there at the end of October. Our second son was born at the beginning of January. In between that, I've been playing some great cricket with St George Cricket over in Sydney District Cricket there, and then been back for a few weeks, and obviously in the marquee and a few warm up games. So it's been a busy, exciting time. Obviously with the growing family and stuff, but like I say, very much looking forward to getting started.
And just if I can put you on the spot, there's been a lot of talk over the past couple of months about county cricket and talk of maybe, you know, we need better pitches, we need different balls. Some people think we need to move more red ball cricket in the peak of the summer. You know, obviously it's been an England test team that have struggled over the past couple of years, certainly with batting and players coming up from first class cricket to test cricket and not succeeding. Should that have interest to someone that's played many years in county cricket and of course as well internationally? Your thoughts on that?
Well, it's a lot to unpackage there, isn't it?
Longest question ever I've asked.
Yeah, I think ultimately it's on ourselves as individuals to judge our own performance, how we're preparing and how we put performances out on the field. You know, if we try and lay blame at every other door, then cricket's not going to move forward. You know, if the groundsmen do the work to the best of their ability, the players prepare the best of their ability, coaches facilitate the individuals to maximise their performance, then the game will be in a good place. If we suddenly sort of try and pinpoint the exact issues, then we're just going to go around in circles chasing the next thing. So throughout my time in county cricket, there's been fluctuations in pitches, there's been changes to rules with rollers and stuff like that. Ultimately, it's on the players to perform. Find a way, whether it's getting through the new ball, getting through the first session, two sessions, get the runs on the board, bowlers, okay, is it a nick-off wicket or do we need to keep the stumps in play? That's all down to the individual assessing conditions and performing accordingly. So, but that's on the back of sort of 15 years experience in the game playing. It's a lot easier for me to say that than sort of young players coming through and hearing the press complain about pitches or saying it's directors of cricket or groundsmen or chief execs, whatever it is. So yeah, I don't think there's a golden bullet for it, other than that everyone who has a role to play in cricket, do your job to the best of your ability and the game will move forward.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, one man I'm looking forward to seeing playing this season is Toby Rowland-Jones. Such a good fast bowler, has been blighted with injuries over the past couple of years. Fingers crossed he can keep himself fit and have a really good season.
Yeah, I feel really good. It's obviously been a bit of time away, pretty full on winter. So, you know, touch wood, everything's feeling really nice. And the pre-season has been a successful one, plenty of cricket played. So, yeah, fit and raring to go. Hopefully, if my chance is on Thursday, then yeah, always exciting to start the season here at Lords and have a ball in hand running down the slope is, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of options, aren't there, in the bowling attack? I mean, a lot of, obviously, you mentioned there, you know, Tim Murta, a lot of so many great young players have impressed, you know, last summer, Bamba and Cullen, Shaheen Sharafridi's coming over. Yeah, yeah. A real competition for places.
Yeah, there is, and I think, you know, that's something which always leads to, you know, improvement and to guys having to keep the standards high, and I think that's what you want in squads. And you know, for those that don't start the season, it'll be on them to keep pushing anyone who's currently holding their place, you know, by performing in the second team and in practices around it. So yeah, it's like you said, really exciting, and absolutely there's a lot of young guys and people around the squad who are going to make things pretty tricky.
Shaheen Sharafridi with a red ball in hand, green wickets, overcast conditions, early season, Division 2. Come on, how many wickets is this client going to take? You won't have to do much bowling, will you, perhaps, with him taking the new ball?
Yeah, I mean, the guy's, you know, one of the most exciting bowlers in world cricket, I think, at the moment. And since the news came out, you know, last summer, his stock's just gone up even more. You know, watching him across the winter in various sort of tournaments or international games, he's just impressed sort of everywhere he's gone. So certainly excited to see that close up and in the flesh, and glad to be on the same team and not facing it. So, yeah. Certainly the guys are really excited, and again, another probably positive headache, if you like, for the coaches and management in terms of selection, but no doubt sort of the pace as well as the sort of left arm, change of angle just adds something really different to our attack.
With the quality that's in this middle of the sex team, Toby, promotion to Division 1 just has to be a must this season, right? There's no disrespect to the other teams, but this is a team stacked full of quality, isn't it? And real strength and depth.
I certainly think it's what we're aspiring to, and I think there's probably a lot of guys who you know do carry a little bit of a point to prove in that. I think there are a lot of guys who know that they can perform to standards that maybe as a team we sort of haven't held ourselves to over the last few years. So yeah, it's definitely a team sort of filled with ambition, and like you said, there's no doubt if we get all of those parts in place and you know, things all sort of aligning together, then yeah, certainly we're going to pose a lot of problems for a lot of teams, I think.
Do you think you have a point to prove? Just to remind everyone, not say point to prove, I know you've had your injuries, but just because, you know, when you're playing with England a few years ago, you impressed so many people, there's been a lot of injuries for you, a lot of setbacks for you. If you can keep yourself fit and take some wickets in Division 2, just to give everyone a bit of a nudge, I'm fit again, I'm taking wickets, because, you know, we know things can move quickly and stuff.
Yeah, I guess in some ways yes, and in others no. I think it's probably for me always been quite a good mindset to be in, that it's sort of, you know, inside of, you know, feeling like you want to prove yourself. There's you know, aligning with improvement and all those other aspects, and not being too comfortable. So I think when you get to a certain age, it's good to maintain that and to always sort of, you know, keep pushing yourself forward and not be in that comfortable position. So I'd certainly say, yeah, over the winter you do sort of get a little bit of, you know, a reigniting of that kind of energy and that fire, and particularly I think in wanting to be part of a team that goes up from Div 2, and to play an important part of that. So yeah, I'd say in that regard, certainly it would be good to do that.
There's been a lot of talk over the past couple of months, weeks in particular, about county cricket and, you know, whether it's pitches or when cricket should be played, all sort of in line with the test team struggling over the past couple of years. As someone that's played, obviously, a lot of first-class cricket and has played at test level as well, just curious for your thoughts on some of the suggestions that have gone around on scheduling and pitches and stuff like that.
I think it's really interesting. These things do come up when the England team hasn't gone through its best patch, and you know, it's understandable. You know, the county side is obviously, you know, the feeder, if you like, to that England team, and you want the players to be coming up to be as ready as possible to play. I think the only thing for me is that the setup of counties and numbers is not something for me to get into, but I would probably definitely say that from a pitch standpoint, that, you know, the surface is improving a little bit, and you know, it being harder for fast bowlers to get wickets and therefore more runs available is definitely something which improves the standard of bowlers. It improves the skill set of bowlers being able to bowl on wickets that aren't as helpful, and of course, you know, from a batting standpoint, allows people to really show if they can stack up the true numbers that, you know, merit playing international cricket. So I definitely think that, you know, if there's a way that could canvass, you know, across the country, that the overall standards of pitches were, you know, held to a higher account, if you like, I think that would certainly, you know, be the start of that process. And, you know, you want teams to be able to score 400, as well as guys to be able to bowl a team out cheaply, and possibly those, you know, haven't quite matched up in the last maybe 3-4 years, and it's been a little bit bowler friendly. So yeah, if there's one thing that I would sort of get on board with, it would be that.
So there we go. Great to hear from Toby Rowland-Jones, the fast bowler. Fingers crossed he can keep himself fit, because if he does, Middlesex have a top class bowler on their hands, and to bring him in the likes of Shaheen Jafridi, Tim Murta, Blake Cullen, Ethan Bamba. Middlesex really do have a dangerous pace attack. There's experience too at the top of the order in Sam Robson and Mark Stoneman. And then you bring in the likes of Stevie Eskenazi, Peter Hanscom and Robbie White. It really does look a very, very, very good Middlesex team. Their season kicks off at Lords on Thursday against Derbyshire. Other fixtures in Division 2, Glamorgan, Durham, Leicester, Worcestershire and Sussex Notts in Division 1. There are four matches that get going on Thursday: Essex, Kent, Hampshire, Somerset, Northants, Gloucestershire and Warwickshire, Surrey. Good luck to TalkSport's Gareth Batty in charge of Surrey this season. All gets going. First ball across those matches Thursday morning, 11 o'clock. Cannot wait for another 6 months of high-class county cricket.
Well, that's it for another edition of Following On. Thanks for listening. And if you ever have any ideas for guests or have questions for the likes of Steve Harmison or Neil Manthorpe, feel free to tweet me at Fulham John or via at cricket_TS. And either I or one of the team will make sure that your questions are read out on the show at the earliest convenience. Also, please take the time to leave a review. And if you're already a subscriber, then tell your mates to do the same. And if you want more content from the likes of Steve Harmison, then head over to his YouTube channel and tell him I sent you. Thanks for listening to Following On.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.